Hi, my name is Bethany Conway, and thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Can you believe it? We are only 4 days away from the last day of 2018. Where does time go? I remember when I was a lot younger, and I think it was actually at the birth of our first child, Madison, a little old lady approached me at a store one day and she said, "Enjoy these moments because as time goes by, it's just going to go faster and faster." And I smiled and nodded and I was like, "Okay, I will." And having no clue what she meant. And here we are 15 years later from when my daughter was born. Time has flown. She is so correct. Every year seems to go by faster and faster. And as you have more children and as your life fills up with so many things, time just passes you by in the blink of an eye. So today, in light of that and in lieu of that thought, I thought it would be good to just take a moment to reflect, to focus on reflecting on goodness. My family this last year put together a jar. I found a jar at St. Vinny's, and it's a little glass jar that's probably about, 3 inches deep and 8 inches across. And it really is probably a candy dish, but I found it at St. Vinny's and wanted to find a way that we could begin to collect throughout the year memories of things that were good moments to treasure that we didn't want to forget about as the year went on. You know, because as we come into January, good things took place and good things will take place. I'm talking past tense and present tense and future tense. Let's get our tenses right. But things happen at the beginning of the year, and then by the time the end of the year comes and you want to take a moment to reflect, a lot of times we can forget those little moments of goodness that happened throughout our year that were absolutely amazing or such a blessing to us in that day or in that week or however it impacted us. And so I wanted to make sure for our family we captured those thoughts and captured those memories so we could reflect on them. Oh, and it was so amazing because at the end of last year, we read through our 2017 grateful jar notes, and it was brought moments of gratitude and smiles and those warm fuzzies and just remembering how far you've come and the little miracles that had taken place all throughout the year that you had forgotten about. And so this gratitude jar really has helped our family capture those and not forget them throughout the year. So I'm excited because in the next few days, we're going to do that again as a family. We're going to pull out that jar that has been added to throughout the year and review to remember all of those amazing things that have taken place throughout this last year. And we had little blue post-it notes and neon green. I mean, it could be any color that you want. And maybe that's something you want to adopt for your family going into 2019. I feel there's so much importance in reflecting on where you've come from and all that has been accomplished and all that has taken place throughout your life, because it's like those milestones and those memories, those that you build upon. And when we are faced with challenges and difficult situations in our life, sometimes those difficult situations can cloud our judgment. It can cloud our memories, and it can cloud just almost like a looming sadness or depression sometimes when we get stuck in those hardships in our life. And hardships are inevitable, but when we can go back to something and remember the goodness and remember and reflect on good moments, that there is goodness that happens out there and daily. And when we can go back to those moments, it helps us sometimes even overcome those dark days. It helps us rise above those dark days and those dark moments in our life. You know, the things that we've put in our jar are not just the big, amazing things that have taken place. You know, maybe those big, amazing things are you had a great financial breakthrough. You got a huge job promotion, the birth of a brand new baby, a marriage. I mean, some amazing big things. Maybe you won the lottery or you went on an amazing vacation. Yes, those are all things to be grateful for, those big things. But don't forget the small things. You know, small things like maybe you were having a rough day and you just happened to find a quarter on the ground that day with heads up and it just like turned your day around. You know, simple things like that that will help you remember that special day that you were down on your luck and just finding that quarter on the ground turned your attitude around and it reminded you to rise above that crappy situation that you were facing that day. Those little moments of gratitude, those little moments that you can capture and write on a post-it note and stick in your gratitude jar will be something that you can cling to at the end of the year and just hold fast that and treasure those memories in your heart. I've also found something amazing is that as you reflect on the good things that have taken place, as you're reading those little memories that you've jotted down, sometimes you can begin to find the golden thread, a golden thread of goodness that has taken place in your life, where one moment that took place that maybe you were grateful for, but it was a small little moment, then all of a sudden you realize that small little moment was an open door, an opportunity, a moment in time that led to something even much bigger. Those golden threads that we find in the goodness that's taken place throughout the year that we had no clue unless we had written it down, that one little act of kindness, one little moment of connection in a relationship, one little restoration of a friendship, one little, it could be anything, but that little thing that took place all of a sudden leads to something that has brought great healing or brought an opportunity that you didn't expect in your areas of passion, you know, those golden thread areas of gratitude, the golden thread gratitude. Oh, but we begin to see the little miracles that have unfolded in our lives throughout the years, and it causes us to pause in wonder and awe of how good God is in our life, how grateful we are for the small things and the big things, the small blessings and the big blessings that we have in our life. Charles Dickens says, "Reflect upon your blessings, of which every man has many, not your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." So today, as we come to the close of 2018, if I can encourage you with one thing would be to pause. Find a time within the next few days to pause and reflect on those things that you are grateful for that have taken place throughout this last year. Let gratitude rise in your heart and overtake you with thankfulness. Maybe as you do that, you find there might be someone you might need to write a thank you card to, or just call up and say, you know what? That one moment you did this for me this last year, I am so grateful for. I am so thankful for you. I am so thankful for who you are in my life. Pause, reflect, let that gratitude rise, and let that gratitude of the memories of this last year lead you into 2019 with a heart full of thanksgiving, a heart full of praise, and a heart full of joy. Thank you so much for listening today, friends. Until next year, have a wonderful day.